Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, Eau Claire is getting an arena football team in 2025. And also, we'll hear from Teresa Johnston about the Royal Family Harvest Time Kids Foster Camp, slated for Arrowhead Bible Camp August 12th through 16th. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. For starters, on Friday, a news conference was held in Eau Claire to explain more about the Arena Football League team slated for the city starting in 2025. Officials announced that Eau Claire will join Hot Springs, Arkansas as the two new expansion teams in 2025, with Duluth, Minnesota, Springfield, Missouri, Waterloo, Iowa, and Kansas City, Missouri set as the four inaugural teams taking the field this season. Games will be played on the arena floor at the Sonnentag Event Center, with season tickets already being offered starting at $115, while single game tickets start as low as $15. Here, Arena League advisor Tommy Benizio talks about the league's decision to come to Eau Claire and the vision they have for the new Eau Claire franchise.
We researched a lot of different communities, met with a lot of different arenas. In order for this to work, you have to have a city that is not too big, not too small, with an arena, right? If we think we're going to draw 4,000 fans a game, almost uncomfortable to play in an 18,000-seat arena. There's something special about being kind of a big fish in a smaller pond, so we wanted a community that can support this, but is a bit smaller. So rather than playing in the shadows of the actual Vikings in Minneapolis, we can be in Eau Claire, and I hope to become kind of like the Packers are to the city, right?
Meanwhile, you may remember NFL Hall of Fame wide receiver Tim Brown from his many years playing for the Raiders. Even in college, he was a standout with Notre Dame. He's the league's commissioner, and at Friday's press event, he talked about whether or not they'd be interested in drawing players from the area.
We certainly want to find, you know, kids from the area, but our main concern is going to be making sure we have the best team that can represent Eau Claire. So it'll be great to have some people from around some kids from around here, but we're not going to sacrifice that.
Also on Friday, the team announced the Name the Team contest, where members of the Eau Claire area can submit a team name, mascot, and logo idea with a chance to not only name the new team, but also to possibly win prizes like season tickets and the chance to lead the team onto the field at a home game. Meanwhile, I spoke recently with Teresa Johnston about a summer camp just for foster kids. She and her husband, Jim Johnston, recently stepped down as directors of the Royal Family Harvest Time Kids Foster Camp this summer, slated for August 12th to 16th at Arrowhead Bible Camp. She says what's been going on in western Wisconsin is one of many locations where camps like this are held. Here, Johnston talks about the founder of the camp, Wayne Tesh.
So when he was young, he had a vision of this camp and all these kids and didn't know what that was about, but he knew that he would be part of this when he was older. So when he was married, he was a youth pastor in California, and he saw all this great need with all these foster kids, but he's like, Lord, I can't take all these kids in. And then that dream or that vision that he saw when he was 12 years old came back to him. He said, but I can take these kids to camp. And so 1985 was the very first Royal Family Kids Camp. And now there's over 200, I think there's maybe 230, most of them in the U.S., but I think there's 10 in other countries total. So anyway, this is all over the country and in some other countries of the world now. And so what we do right now, through Harvest Time Church in Eau Claire, this year we're hoping to take 50, but we've been taking 45 for the last 3 years.
Johnston says it's worked out very well to rent Arrowhead Bible Camp for the foster kids camp.
That's where we've taken them every year, as well as we will this year. But the second year we added Chippewa County, and so we've had 45 kids for the last 3 years between Eau Claire and Chippewa counties. And so we take these kids to camp, and we treat them royally. We put out a red carpet for these kids when they get there, and we cheer them on. We have signs with their names on them, with their camp mentor. So we don't call them counselors because they're used to that term, counselor. So they're their camp mentor for the week.
Uh-huh.
And it's a 1-to-2 ratio. So the camp mentor has just two kids, so it's very, very well attended with volunteers. It's a Monday through Friday camp, and we take them fishing, swimming, canoeing or kayaking, of course, boating. We have a woodworking class. We have crafts and chapel, so they learn about Jesus and how valued they are in the kingdom. And that's why they call it Royal Family Kids, because they learn that they are royalty in the kingdom. So we just instill, we just affirm them all week long and just show them so much of God's love. And then throughout the week, we have throughout the year after camp, we have what we call Mentor Club once a month. So they get to come to church on a Saturday morning for 2 hours, and it's like having a mini camp. They have the same like a lesson that they would at church, and then they we do a little craft and have a little snack with them. So they keep these relationships throughout the year, and our volunteers come to Mentor Club as well. But at camp, we also do we throw them a birthday party. So it's called Everyone's Birthday Party, and we get them very nice birthday gifts. We have a carnival. We have a royal tea party where we actually give the kids tea, and they get probably too much sugar. But we have a camp, Grandma and Grandpa, because we create a semblance of family there. So we have a camp, Grandma and Grandpa. It's been the same Grandma and Grandpa for all 4 years that we've had them. And we have an aunt and an uncle. And just a whole week of a lot of love, relationships, and fun, and new experiences. Some of these kids have never had a birthday party. Some of them have never gone fishing or swimming. So it's just a beautiful time with these kids for a week. You don't get much sleep. But it's a great time.
Teresa Johnston says as they head into their fifth year of the Royal Family Harvest Time Kids Foster Camp.
We are no longer directors.
Okay.
Tim and I handed that down last year. And so now we have new directors, Michael and C. Donzi. And so they're doing great. And we have many of the same volunteers year after year. But we're always looking for new volunteers, especially to be mentors at camp, because it takes a lot of energy and it's a commitment, you know, a whole week. So people have to take vacation and things like that.
Johnston says those interested in volunteering,
you know, they do have to go through an interview process and a background check, of course, and a training, because there's, you know, these kids deserve the best, and we just have to have the best training for them. And that's all through Royal Family Kids, through their policies, so we aren't changing anything. So that is basically what we do. So we don't charge the county or the foster parents. We fundraise for this. So it is of no cost to anyone other than the people doing the fundraising for the camp. So that's why we like to get the community involved, and so they know more about it. And just to get enthusiastic and behind the team. So not everyone can go and volunteer, but people can also support financially.
So when you say August 12th through the 16th, so that Harvest Time Eau Claire is going to try to send 50 kids. So how much is it per child then?
I think it's with the birthday gifts and everything, I think it's $340. It's on the website. I don't have the exact amount.
But that's a sizable amount, obviously, for one church to undertake. And so how are the kids determined? How do you determine which kids?
That is through the relationship between the Kim Ellis, who is the she's the child placement coordinator for camp,
okay,
and the directors, and Eau Claire County and Chippewa County as well. And so the children that come now can continue to come, so they're for ages 6 to 12. So they come until they graduate when they're 12. So every year we do bring on new kids, but we like to have the same kids come each year so they know, so they can look forward to this experience every year. And they do.
Yeah. I mean, Teresa, it's so beautiful, right? I mean, it's just so beautiful. It's just like when the gospel's lived out. I mean, and when you say Eau Claire and Chippewa County and the foster care programs, and I think I've, you know, done
we've been made aware, right, even in recent years. Mm-hmm. Chippewa County a few years back, wow, it really went up in terms of the number of foster kids. And so that's just so, I mean, that is like when the world takes notice and says, wow, well, so that's the church, right? So.
Right. And Mark, I'm just going to tell you what our dream is and what we feel God has called us to do. So Jim and I stepped down from being directors, but we are still very involved. And Jim's brother donated an island that he owns, decided not to build on it, but donated it for us to build a camp. And right now, we want every child to be able to go to camp, and we can't because of the space that we have, the limited space. So we would like everyone in the Northwest Wisconsin area in the foster care and kinship programs to be able to experience camp. So we're working with zoning right now to try to get approved to build a camp on that island. And so that's our heart and our prayer, and that's what we feel we can really build the kingdom by doing this.
So when you say every kid, you mean like every foster kid that possible that wants to go in Eau Claire and Chippewa County? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and the whole, not just Eau Claire and Chippewa counties, but this camp that we would build would provide enough weeks for the entire Northwest region. So we're talking Sawyer County and Barron County and all the other counties, St. Croix, all these different counties. So all these children can experience camp because there's only 6 camps currently in Wisconsin. So we would love to be able to have a lot more. But a church does need to take it on to host it. But it is wonderful when other churches can partner with us and have it be a community event rather than having to be just a single church event.
And then lastly, where is the island?
The island, that's a good question. That is on Lake Callahan, which is near Round Lake. So it's about 12 miles, I think it's east of Hayward. So it's up near Hayward.
You're looking in terms of trying to raise funds, whether through Harvest Time or specifically for this, right?
Yes, absolutely. So however that can be done, we're just looking for fundraising and community awareness. So the whole Christian community knows about this, as well as the rest of the community. But and people to, you know, partner with us would be wonderful.
What should somebody do if they're hearing this and that they'd like to, either two things, to contribute, or if they have a foster child they'd be interested in going?
Well, what they would like to do is, as far as if they have a foster child right now, they would be put on the wait list because of the space, limited space available. Right now there is already a waiting list.
Do you have anything coming up, any kind of fundraisers involved with the church that you want to point them to?
Currently, we do not have any specific. We're working on getting some. So if any of the listeners would have ideas for that, or we could be a part of a fundraising opportunity, that would be great as well.
Teresa Johnston says anyone interested in learning more about the Royal Family Harvest Time Kids Foster Camp going on here or many other locations, you can go to forthechildren.org. That's all one word, forthechildren.org. When you go there, click on locations, and you'll see a link to FTC Chippewa Valley, the site for the closest foster kids camp in our area, another one in Marshfield, as well as Eden Prairie, Minnesota. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening to this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.